Okay, we go five short ideas with the Rachma Shivka Rebbe Shlita on Parshas Noah from his great Sivir Imrath Tahoros. Learn Shmein Tzchus Ofur Shlema V'Chai Esther Tiel Bas Arya Tzipora Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael. The first idea comes to us, the Rachma Shivka Rebbe quoting the Sadegera Rebbe. Noach Yisadeg Tomim Es Elokim Es Alech Noach. Says the Sadegera Rebbe, brought down the Sivir Emes LeYakov. I believe the Sadegera Rebbe was the original Rebbe's son. He said, if you look at this pasuk, it's a little bit odd. How is it that Noach was able to stand strong? The standing up strong against the peer pressure of robbery and theft and immorality. How did he do it? Says the Sadeg Rebbe. You want to know why? Look at the pasuk. Noach is sadeg tamim hayo bedorosef, because one reason. Es Elokim es alech Noach shehayo oiches umischazik biyir shemayim. He was able to hold on to his yir shemayim, to his faith and to his emunah and to his bitachon. Vayezeh omar atzmo mibnei doro. Vayezeh yachol alos madrigas ish tzadik tomim. You want to know why he is able to stand ish tzadik v'tomim? B'dorosov, es halokim es halach noach. Because even though there were things around him that were negative, he was able to stand strong and be able to stand up strong and stand strong for what he firmly believed. That's why I think Rav Shor says, when you have the mezuzah, when you come into your house, the mezuzah is on the right. And when you come out of your house, the mezuzah is on the left. And I believe this is from the Sfas Emes. So what is right? We know right represents chesed, kindness, and love, and patience. And going out of the house, and a gvura is left, which stands up strong in strength. Yes, there is chachma in the world. Coming in your home, it's got to be with love and kindness and care and compassion. Going out to the world, sometimes in the world, there could be not such great things for a Jewish neshama. Person's got to be gvura. Mezuzah is on the left hand going out to the world, going right inside the world. That's exactly why how Noach was able to stand strong, even amongst a generation of theft and immorality and terrible destruction. How? Noach is studying Tamahaya Bedorosa as the Lakim is Alech Noach. He stand up strong. Yisgaber Kari. Beautiful idea from the side of your Rebbe. Moving on. Idea number two, the Rachmeshkev Rebbe quotes the Oiv Yisrael, the Abderuv, Zatzal, the Abder Rebbe quoted his Rebbe, the Choyz of Lubin. The Choyz of Lubin says, we know Rashi tells us, Tamei Haya Bedorosov, and Rashi famously says, Yesh min Rasinu Shadorshim Oso the Shchach. There's some who were able to darshan Noach that he was good and praiseworthy, and some are able to Yesh Dorshim the Gnai. You know, Reviminger likes to quote from the Svarma Gidosh, which one of the Rebbe's, is that Yesh min Rabbeinu L'Shvach. It doesn't say Yesh min Rabbeinu L'Gnai. It only says Yesh, because to be a Rebbe, to be a Rav, to be a Jew, is to always look for the good. That's not what the Chosid says here. He says, Yesh min Rabbeinu, but who are the ways Yesh min Dorshim L'Gnai? Never seen it before. Says the Chosid, it was Noach himself. About Dorshim L'Gnai, Haya Noach Atzmo. It was Noach himself. Shenoach ba'atzmo hayadosh asam l'gnai machmas anvasaluso. Because of Noach's humility, because of his submission, and because of his humility and his anivus, he was able to look at himself that he wasn't so great. And this is urak lefi erach doro hashafel. He says, yes, maybe I'm good according to my generation, because it's a lowly generation. Lekachu nukar tzadi kenegdim. Ava klapi doro shal Avram loyan ekshav klum. We know Chazak went to town comparing Noach to Avram. Noach himself was very well aware, very self-aware, that at the end of the day it was only because of who he was surrounded with he was considered a tzaddik. So when the Rashi says Yesh Dorshim Osam Meshvach, that's not referring to Noach. Yesh Dorshim L'Gnai was Noach himself, because he understood that his humility, his anivus, is only compared to the people around him. How important it is for us to be able to make sure, sometimes when we become like a Baalei Gaiva, make sure, compared to anybody else, compared to anyone, you know, any Rosh Yeshiva or any person, even our next door neighbor, we have to view like the Ramban says in Yeres Ramban in his letter to his son, that we should be humble and we should view like every single person we meet is greater than us in somehow, some way, every person is greater than us. You should have self confidence. You have to have great self confidence. And we know the Kedushas Levi says in another piece. I didn't see this brought down in the Sefer yet. The Kedushas Levi says, why didn't Noach daven? Because he didn't have that proper self-confidence. He didn't have the Munal Atzma. If he had the proper Munal Atzma, he would have done it for his generation. But Yesh Jerusalem, L'Gnai, refers to Noach himself, says the Oiv Yisrael, according to the Choyz of Lublin. Is it because of his Zanivas, he's able to say, oh, compared to Avram Avinu, I would have been nothing. Maybe here I'm a tzaddik, but compared, he's able to stay level-headed with his Zanivas. Incredible idea from the Choyz, moving on to idea number three. So this is the third Kiddush. This is the third idea. The Kiddush is Levi. This is something that he writes, that we know from the Magid, the Kiddush they learned by the Magid, and the Magid says, "But Chadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach, 'Bo It's time for you now to go and your household to go into the teva. Says the Magid, this is also brought down in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. What is teva? Teva just refer to the teva, but teva refers to Torah and tefillah. And when a person davens, when a person learns, when a person does anything in his Yiddishkeit, it's got to be all in. You got to be all in. Like my friend Rabbi Josh Grejar Shlita just told me, he just came back from an NCSY trip to New Orleans, and he said they did incredible chesed. But one of the things he said that for the guys they did at night is that they went to a New Orleans Pelicans game. He said every game, the Pelicans game, it was a regular game. You felt like it was a playoff game because their whole essence, their whole being, their whole energy was into the game. Lahav, the lahav, the lahav, the lahav of Dallas for us to take to put all our energy and our passion and our enthusiasm into our tevos. What's our tevos? Into our Torah, into our tefillin, into our kedusha. And as Rabbi Nachman talks all about, when a person davens, got to put all his energy, got to hold on to put it all in, all in. Move on to idea number four. A few psukim later, Pasuk says, "So our tas of the teva, a light shall come into the teva." What does that mean? So our tas of the teva, says the Rach Mishnah, the Rebbe Shlita, quoting the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. So our tas of the teva. What does it mean? So our, we know, refers to light. But light, the word so our can be spelled in three different ways. It can be spelled sadi hei resh, which means light. It can be spelled sadi resh hei, which means sorrow is pain, and rutza resh sadi hei. Could be, which means desire, says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Tzor tas the teva kosem rames al serufa elosius. Shet tzor yesh lanu shlo shet srirhim. You have three ways to calculate it: tzor, ratzah, and tzor. The idea tefila yafaf mitzor mitzurif tzor letzor. Through tefila, a person could make the tzor into tzor. How do we get from tzor to tzor? In the middle way is ratzah. Is reish sadi hey? How do we end it? Sometimes we have tzoros sadi reish hey. How do we able to sow our tas of the teva? How are you supposed to do it? Teva refers to tevos. Refers to tefila. Tzora rotsa the tzora. Tzora rotsa tzor. I did tefila reish sadi hey. Mitzuruf lerot tzora letzor. Kishvespal mikavano biyoshamam yichol ma'avah hatziruf mitzora letzor. The end goal, says the Toldos Yaakov, is tzor. We might have tzora. But how do you get the middle path? How do you get from tzora to tzor, from pain to light? You got to go through ratza. But ratza refers to tefillah. The Rabbi Kol Shlita, my Rabbi, said when I showed him this word, he says that Rashi, all over Shas and all over Chazal, says that ratza, anytime ratza refers to tefillah. Ratza refers to tefillah. We have tzoras in our life. The end goal is to get to tzor. How do we do that? How do we get there from pain to light? Ratza, by davening. By davening with tremendous kavanah. But at the end of the day, but like we said from last week, from the Sfas Emes, why does it say Tov Vavo, Nedvahi Or? What's the Smichas HaParashios? Why are they connected? In order to get to the Or, in order to get to the light, you got to go through the Tov Vavo. In order to get to the Tzohar, a person's got to go through the Tzora. How do you get from the Tzora to the Tzohar? You go through the Ratzah, so the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, through the Tefillah, through the Ratzah, about davening, and about life and light in general, success in general, Kolas Chodos Koshers. So on the Kutzker said, if it's not kosher, it's not as chalav. If it's not hard, it's not a beginning. It's not value, it's not hard. Adi number five. It says, talking about the dimensions of the teva, the nomad machla rebbe ramaylech chusiv and alein. It says, u'pesach ha-teva tez peregval pasuk tezayin. U'pesach ha-teva betzida tosin. The side entrance, the entrance of the aron of the ark of the teva, you shall put to its side, make it at the bottom, second and third deck. What's it coming to tell us here? A Pesach HaTeva B'tzad HaTosim, that it should have on the side, you shall put it in its side. What's it trying to tell us? Says the Rabbi Melch, he's very, very, very similar to idea number four. A person wants to do something in their Avodas Hashem. It's Cheshvan. But you know what? You have a lot of menius. You have a lot of things that are holding you back. You push yourself. This is exactly what the Pesach is coming to tell us. U Pesach HaTeva B'tzad HaTosim. Even if you're on the side and it's hard and it's backwards and things are like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, feel like they're a million years ago. What happens? Open the ark. Go to the shir. Go to the daven. Be patient. Be a little more kind. And Chash Baruch Hu will help you. Like the Gemara tells us, Abal Atar Misainaso. If a person comes to be purified, Hashem Baruch Hu will help him. Pasuk Ateva Pesidas Hatasim does just refer to the putting aside from the Noach's dimensions for the way that, to build the entrance of the Ark of the Aron of the Teva. But yet, it's for us to tell us that even though Pesach Ateva Pesad Atasim, if we're having life in our life, Pesidas Atasim, it's hard to push through Pesach Ateva, like the Darchei Noam Salam that you always like to say. Someone who learns Torah at night, the Shechina is there. When the Rambam tells us, codifies this by halacha, you should learn, make sure to learn Torah at night. What is night refer to? Says the Darchei Noam Salam. When you have Torah at night, which means it's challenging in your heart, you're not doing your Avodah Hashem, and yet you push yourself to do your best, that's when the Shechina says, I want to be around that type of person. I want to be around that type of person who pushes himself to be good and to make sure to be learning even when it's hard. Exactly what I have from the Rebbe Ramel. So just review these five ideas. First idea of Sadiq Rebbe, how did Noach stay strong? Noach eats Sadiq Tamayib with Bedorosov? Because El Sochim is Halach Noach. He's able to stay strong from his B'nai Dorob because everything he did was with the Kaddish Baruch Hu on his mind. He's thinking about the Rabbonu Shem on his headset, on his phone, wherever he went in his life. The second idea for the said from the Rachmashiv Rebbe, according to the Yisrael, quoted the Chayz of Lublin, who said, Rashi tells us there are those who were Dorish Noach Leshvach and those who Shvach Lignai. Rav Weinberger likes to say, which for the Svarim, I think maybe the Vizhitzer, but I'm not sure, look into the Svarim, that Yesh Rabbeinu Leshvach, the Rebbe's to be Leshvach. Yesh Lignai. It doesn't say Rabbeinu by Gnai. It's very easy to look down. But to be a Rebbe, it means to look for the good. That's not the idea of the Choyze. Who was the Gnai? It was Noach himself. He says, yes, maybe compared to people in my generation, I'm a Tzaddik, but compared to other people before generation, Avraham, nothing. Tremendous idea, an anivus and staying even keeled. The third idea, the Kedushas Levi. But we said the Kedushas Levi also told us, before we go to idea number three, Kedushas Levi maybe said that Noach needed to daven for the generation. Maybe he had too much anivus, too much humility, because he didn't have emunah ba'atzmo, he didn't have faith in himself. You have to have that anivus of Noach, but also make sure to be able to have that proper self-confidence, proper self-awareness. The third idea from the Kedushas Levi, to put our all our kochos into our tefillah, bo'at chavachol tativa. You and your house that you go into the teva, just to refer to you physically. And when ela tefillah ela tevos, and it's feeling, you're davening, you're learning, you have Avodas Hashem, you have to put the chol. You have to put your whole essence into kol. Smasa tamana Hashem yichamocha. Like Rabbi Josh Grizer Shita says, the Havdil told me that every single one of the fans in New Orleans, they're watching the Pelicans game. It's like a playoff game. The father different. They told us Yaakov Yosef soar tasa the teva. Person has soar in their life. Person has sometimes tsara. How do you get from tsara to tsohar? You scramble around the ledge one more time. Ratza. Ratza is tefillah. Are you able to be able to get from din to rachamim? You got to go from tzor to tzor. How do you do that? What's the middle path? Ratza. A ratza is tefillah, according to Rashi or Chazam Rabbi Kohn Shlita like this. Finally, the other Rabbi Ramach told us, and when you open up the aron, open up the teva, and on the sides, the entrance of the aron, shall put it at its side. What does that mean? That even when it's panasadim, even when it's hard, and things are on sideways, and things aren't going your way, and you're able to stand strong to your patience and your ben adam lachem and adam lachavero. That's what Rabbeinu Shem says. This is the Yiddishkeit that I want to be a part of. This is the Yiddishkeit that I want to be a part of. That even when it's tov avo, like the Sasam has told us, to be able to get to that tov avo, to know that the ore is at the end of the tunnel, and then to be able to get to the ore, you have to go through that tov avo in order to get there. Which means zocher to take these five ideas should be a chus for shlemo for chayesu tiv asar tipora, a chus for shlemo for the Rebbe Rachman Shorifka Rebbe Shlita, who also needs a for shlemo, chus for all of klai, so all is chusin, and we should be zocher like Uvayim Garshli likes to say to show the Rabbeinu Shem that we're emistic in our Yiddishkeit. Emes stands for Elo Tishrei Mar Cheshvan. It's very easy to be emesig in Elo and Tishrei for sure. What happens when Mar Cheshvan lights are off? Elis, Emes, Elo Tishrei Mar Cheshvan, the Alexander Rebbe, the Shoshan, they're emesig in our Yiddishkeit, as the Shemispach Shkar.